哦，弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我好像好久没有来了这里跟弟兄姊妹交通了。
Feel like I haven't been here for a very long time.
是吗？那我实在感谢主，再有一次机会看到弟兄姊妹，有的脸孔是我知道的，有的脸孔我是不知道的。
I really thank the Lord for seeing you guys again. Some of you I have seen before, others I seem like unfamiliar faces.
我在主面前接受负担要来的时候，我在主面前寻求说，今天早上到底要跟弟兄姊妹讲什么题目呢？
So after accepting the burden to come and sharing with brothers and sisters, I asked the Lord, oh, what I'm going to share with brothers and sisters today.
因为实在说，我对众弟兄姊妹的情形不是太了解。
Because in fact, I really don't know you guys very well.
所以我也不知道什么话对你们合宜的。
So I don't really know what would be most appropriate for you.
然后我在主面前就一点点感觉。
But I have this feeling toward the Lord.
那就是今天的题目，做智慧的人。
That's basically the title we have today, Walking in Wisdom.
那我想主啊，这个好像很简单的题目。
So this seems like, I asked the Lord, well, this seems like a very simple topic.
我用这个题目，弟兄姊妹都知道了。
Brothers and sisters have already known about this topic.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天早上我没有新的道理。
So, brothers and sisters, I actually don't have any new thing this morning.
如果你都听过了，那请你再温习一遍。
So, if you've already heard them before, let's just review them.
我们求主亲自来向我们讲话。
We ask the Lord to speak to us directly.
我们读一段的圣经，以弗所书第五章。
Let's read the scripture. Let's turn to Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章，我们从十五节开始。
Let's read from verse 15
到十七节
to 17.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish.But understand what the will of the Lord is.
这里保罗讲完了很高属灵的启示以后。
So here, after Paul has spoken about the revelation from the Lord.
那从第四章以弗所书第四章开始，他就告诉我们说，我们应该怎么在这地上的行走。
Starting from chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians, he started to tell us how we should walk on this earth.
那今天我不能说很多，但是我把这一段话来摆在弟兄姊妹的面前。
I cannot talk too much today, but I like to present these verses before you.
保罗他怎么说呢？
What did Paul say?
他说你谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人。
He said, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
如果我要问在座各位弟兄姊妹，你要做愚昧人呢，还要做智慧人？
If I ask you, brothers and sisters here, do you want to be an unwise man or a wise man?
那这个答案是最明显的，谁要做笨蛋呢？
Of course, the answers would be apparent. Nobody wants to be a fool.
每个人都要做智慧人。
Everybody wants to be a wise man.
对吗？
Right?
虽然人家说你不聪明，但是你感觉自己还没有那么笨，好像我小时候一样。
Even though some people might say you're not very smart, but you probably yourself would feel I'm not that foolish, just as when I was little.
弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
保罗说你不要做愚昧的人。
Paul said, be careful not to be an unwise man.
你要做一个有智慧的人。
But as wise.
那底下十七节说你不要做糊涂的人。
Then the verse 17 says, and do not be foolish.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
到底什么叫做智慧人呢？
So what does it mean to be a wise man?
什么是一个能够有聪明活在地上的人呢？
Who is a person that is intelligent and living on the earth?
那当然，弟兄姊妹，我们坐在这里聚会，我们很清楚知道一个事情。
Of course, brothers and sisters, as we gather here together, we know one thing very clearly.
神对智慧的评价跟我们跟智慧的评价是完全两码子的事。
God's definition of wisdom is entirely different from ours.
今天你到要评论一个人到底聪明不聪明，是靠他外表所表现的，是吗？
Today, when you assess who might be smart or not, you might feel it's basically by how that person looks outwardly.
我们看一个年轻人在哪个学校读书，我们知道他，我们说他聪明还是不聪明。
We looked at a young man and look at which school or college he's studying, and then we kind of decide whether he is smart or not.
然后他将来出来做事情，到在哪个单位工作，我们说他是聪明还是不聪明。
Once he's graduated and go on to find a job, and we'll decide look at what company he is working in, then we say whether he's smart or not.
弟兄姊妹，这是地上给人的最容易的评定的一个标准。
Brothers and sisters, that seems to be the easiest assessment tool given by the world.
但是我们也知道，从神的眼光来看，这不一定是对的。
But we also know, by the Lord's standard, this is not necessarily correct.
保罗说，你不要做糊涂的人，要知道主的旨意如何。
Paul said, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
我的感觉是这样。
My feeling is like this.
什么叫做有智慧的人呢？
What is a wise man?
就是能够活得对。
That is, you live correctly.
你能够照着神的心意活在这地上，那才是智慧的人。
That you live according to the will of God, and that is a wise man.
神到底为什么把我们坐在地上？
Why would the Lord put us on the earth?
神为什么把我放在这个环境当中？
Why would God put me in this circumstance?
神为什么让我在这里要面对这个人，面对这个事情？如果我们知道神的心意，那叫做有智慧。
Why would God allow me to encounter this person and encounter that issue? If we know the will of God in all this, then that's a wise man.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
真正有智慧的人
one who is wise,
能够活在神心意的当中
can live according to the will of God.
有的时候不是你用功不用功的问题
Sometimes it's not a matter of how hard you work.
有的时候不是说你处理事情的问题
It's not a matter of how you deal with things.
问题是你做的对还是不对
But it's a matter of whether you do it correctly.
我举个小小例子
Let me give you an example.
我不知道你像不像我一样哈。
I don't know if you like me.
我呢，现在我到这个年纪啊，还会做噩梦。
See, I would still have nightmares even at this age.
然后的噩梦是什么呢
？What kind of nightmare is that?
那就是要考试。
That is, I have to take an exam.
还是期末考。
And it's like a final.
哎呦，你知道我常常。做梦还是要考试。
You know, that's weird that I still dream of exams.
其实我离开学校已经好久了。
See, I've already left school a long, long time ago.
但是很多时候我半夜醒过来全身都是汗又要考试。
Oftentimes, I'd wake up at the middle of the night sweating all over because I needed to take an exam in the dream.
那光考试还不算是噩梦。
Well, taking an exam alone is not nightmare enough.
还有更糟糕的。
There's something worse.
那是什么呢
？With that,
我好好准备好我考试的物理。
So I have already prepared well my physics exam.
我读得滚瓜烂熟。
I've already memorized everything.
然后考卷一发下来一看，怎么今天不是考物理，是考国文？
And once I received my exam test questions, my goodness, how come it's not about physics exam? It's actually Chinese exam.
哎呦，我完了。
Oh my God, I'm done. I'm doomed.
我花了那么多时间我去读物理，结果原来考试不是考物理。
I've spent so much time studying physics, but the exam is not about physics.
去年今天考国文，一篇都没有背，怎么办呢？
Actually Chinese, and I have not reviewed anything. What am I going to do?
哎呀，我全身都是汗，就惊醒起来。
So I sweat all over, and that wakes me up.
然后说，哎，感谢主，还是做梦。
Oh, praise the Lord, it's just a dream.
弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
大概你们不像我了，没有再做这些噩梦。
You're probably not like me with nightmares like that.
但是我要这个梦有点意思的。
But having like nightmares of this actually has some meaning.
我们今天在地上追求很多。
Today on this earth, we pursue after so many things.
我们认为这是我们应该努力的。
We think these are the kind of things that we need to work hard for.
我想这个是将来我们来到主面前，我们要给主看的。
I thought some of the things are the things that need to present before the Lord.
我们以为我们这样做已经很聪明了。
I thought that was the smart thing.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
当真正考试来了，
When the exam comes,
我们真的来到主面前，
When we come before the Lord,
我们就发觉，哎呀，糟糕了。
We realize, oh my goodness.
主啊，我几十年在地上，原来我读错了一本书。
For all the decades that I've lived on this earth, I've read a wrong book.
我要读的记忆原来不是你所要的。
The economics that I studied is not what you want.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
什么叫做智慧人呢？
Who is a wise man?
智慧人不光努力就可以。
A wise man does not only work hard.
智慧人不单是在追求。
Not only pursue hard.
智慧的人要做得对。
But also, a wise man has to do the right thing.
实在说，今天有聪明的人，就是在对的时候做对的事，你想对不对？
Honestly, a lot of the wise people, smart people, they'll do the right thing at the right time.
就是那么简单呢。
As simple as that.
你其实不用懂很多很深的道理。
You really don't need to understand something profound and too deep.
你只要在对的时候做对的事，哎呀，你一生受用不尽了。
As long as you can do the right thing at the right time, then you'd benefit a great deal.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
保罗在这里怎么提醒神的百姓？
Paul was reminding God's people here.
他说：“你不要做糊涂人。”
Oh, do not be foolish.
你应该谨慎行事，要做有智慧的人。
You gotta watch out and be a wise man.
保罗把我们拉到好像最基本、最基本的事情上头来。
Paul tried to bring us back to the fundamentals.
你要知道你为什么活在地上。
You gotta know why you're living on this earth.
如果你把这个搞清楚了，
If you're clear about that,
那你就是有智慧的人。
Then you're a wise man.
弟兄姊妹，地上的人可能给你很多的评价。
Brothers and sisters, the people on this earth may give you various kinds of evaluation.
人说这是你是很聪明，人说你是很有才干，但是这不是重点。
Some say you're very smart, others say you're talented. These are not important.
重点是到底神要你活什么。
The key is how does God want you to live your life?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们知道我们属于主神的人有个非常特别的生活。
We know that we who belong to the Lord have a special kind of life.
我们短暂的人生，
with our short life on this earth,
我们跟神的永恒连上了关系。
We have connected with God's eternity.
我感谢主，当开主开了我这个眼睛，我看见了之后，
I praise the Lord when He opened my eyes to see this.
我在主面前实在满心感谢主。
I was so grateful in the Lord.
我说主啊，我是那么短暂的一个人。
I said to God, Oh Lord, I am such a person with such a short life.
但是你居然跟我要我跟你永远连上了关系。
But you deemed me so high that you have me connected with your eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Oh, so brothers and sisters,
我们什么做叫做有智慧的人呢？
What does it mean to be a wise man?
那就是说我们不干单单看我们在地上这几十年的光景。
That is, we're not only focused on the several decades of life on this earth.
啊，刚才我听弟兄们祷告，好像对摩西的九十篇有点感觉。
I heard the prayers earlier from the brothers and sisters, and sounds like we had some movement from we were touched by Psalm 90 by Moses.
那今天我要讲这个诗篇。
So today I also wanted to talk about that.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
摩西告诉我们什么呢？
What did Moses tell us?
在地上那么短暂的人生，
with such a short life on this earth,
我们能够跟神永远的旨意连上关系。
We can be connected with the eternal purpose of God.
所以他说要明白主的旨意如何，那才不算是个愚昧的人。
And that's why Paul says we have to understand what the will of the Lord is. Then we wouldn't be foolish.
神的旨意是说到神那个永远的旨意。
The will of God is talking about this eternal purpose of God.
如果我们明白这个旨意，
if we know this will,
如果我们能够活在这个旨意里头，
if we can live in this will,
那我们就是一个聪明的人，
then we are a wise man.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
oh, dear brothers and sisters,
我真希望我们今天在主面前真的能够做一个聪明的人。
I really hope that we can all be wise men before God.
我们所有的精神、所有的精力用对了地方。
All our minds and our strength can be used on the right thing.
然后我们真知道神的旨意，活在主神心意的里面。
Then we can know the will of the Lord and live in this will.
这里有一个极端经文里头一个很重要的一句话。
There is something very important among these scriptures.
在十六节这样说。
Verse 16 says,
要爱惜光阴。
Making the most of your time.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
Because the days are evil.
在这里提醒了我们一个事情。
This reminds us one thing.
要爱惜光阴。
Make the most of your time.
弟兄姊妹，这个我从小啊，我的老爸就这样教我的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something my father taught me ever since I was very little.
我不知道今天你有没有同样教你的孩子。
I don't know if you teach your kids the same way.
然后我爸爸常跟我说，一寸光阴，一寸金。
My father always used to tell me, oh, one inch of time is just like one inch of gold.
那其实我根本没有看过一寸金，所以我也不知道有多贵重。
So actually, I had never seen that one inch of gold. I didn't know how precious that was.
不过我知道一个事实，时间过去就追不回来了。
But I do know one reality that is, as the time passed, it would never come back.
我常常感觉我们小的时候一天好像很长。
I always had that feeling when I was young that.One day seemed to last very long.
我早上起来一直好像都还没有到晚上。
And when I woke up in the morning, it felt like forever before evening arrives.
现在啊，一年倒是很短啊。
But now, even one year, it feels so short.
你有这个感觉吗？
Do you have the same feeling?
2016年好像刚开始不久是呗。
I feel like year 2016 had just begun.
你好像现在一下子快要结束了。
Now it's almost the end of the year.
弟兄姊妹，
Oh, brothers and sisters,
圣经说，
the Bible says,
要爱惜光阴。
Make the most of your time.
这个字只有两方面的意思。
There are two meanings, twofold of meanings.
一个意思是什么呢？
One.
一个是抓住机会。
You gotta, make good use of any opportunities that's before you.
我们人生里头有很多的机会。
We've got lots of opportunities in our life.
但是到底你有没有让这个机会把它放过去呢？
Have you let go of those opportunities?
第一个是你要好好把握机会，过你的生活，叫做爱惜光阴。
The first important thing is to grasp those opportunities and make good use of those. That's also called make good use of your time.
那第二个意思是什么呢？
What's the second meaning?
那如果你浪费了你的光阴，
If you have wasted away your time,
你要把它赎回来。
You have to redeem it.
当你还有时间的时候，
For as long as you have time left,
举个例子，你已经浪费了五年了。
For example, you've already wasted 5 years.
那现在你赶快把这五年追回来。
Now you should work hard and redeem that 5 years that was wasted.
如果你浪费了一天的话，
If you wasted a day,
那已经过去了。
Then it's already gone.
那么追不回来了。
You can't get it back.
那明天怎么样？
What are you going to do tomorrow?
明天就赶快把今天浪费的，把它追回来。
Then tomorrow we got to work hard to redeem the past of the wasted time.
你叫做爱惜光阴。
That is called making the most of your time.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们在神面前，你的时间怎么过呢？
How are you spending your time before the Lord today?
我们读主的话很有意思。
It's very interesting as we read the Word of God.
有的时候你以为过了很有意义的生活，在神眼中看起来一点都不计算。
Sometimes you feel you have led a meaningful life, but it doesn't count at all in the Lord, from God's perspective.
一个真正有智慧的人是什么呢？
Who is a really wise man?
那就是用神的眼光来看你每一天你过的是有价值还是没有价值。
That is, in God's eyes, is your life valuable or not?
这才算是爱惜光阴。
That is making the most of your time.
好像以色列人一样。
Just as the Israelites.
我要问在座各位，你们都知道了。
I want to ask you guys, because you all know already.
以色列人在旷野走了多久啊
？How many years did the Israelites spend in the wilderness？
40年。
40 years。
实在说，他从埃及进迦南，2年之内就搞定了。
In reality, from Egypt to Canaan, it only needed 2 years.
你不管走得怎么慢，你走2年就能够进去了。
However slowly you walk, it wouldn't take longer than 2 years.
结果呢
？But what was the result？
40年
They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
浪费了38年
Wasting away 38 years.
这38年在神里头看起来，这38年就好像那个坛子一样。
Like what?
Paralyzed.
So these 38 years, in God's eyes, just like a paralyzed person.
你还记得约翰福音的故事吗
Do you remember the story recorded in the book of John?
那个38年的坛子就是以色列人的写照。
Oh, that paralyzed person is basically a depiction of the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
神看是不同的。
God's view is different.
到底你的日子在神眼里头有没有计算，才说明你有没有真的爱惜光阴。
So does your day count in God's perspective, in God's view, and that's what it means to be making the most of your time.
还有一个人你很知道是亚伯拉罕。
There's another person you're familiar with, that is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕他86岁的时候做了什么事情？
What did Abraham do when he was 86 years old?
然后我不要拷问弟兄姊妹，你们圣经都很熟的。
I'm not giving a test because you're all very familiar with the scripture.
他86岁干了个事，生了个儿子。
He gave birth to a son at the age of 86.
你说有没有成就？
Do you think he is well accomplished?
我问你，一个人86岁生个孩子，你来给他评价有没有成就？
Do you think if you see somebody who gives birth at age 86, do you think it's well accomplished?
老来得子啊。
Well, getting a son at an old age.
他看着这孩子一天天长大，他真是快乐极了。
He was so happy watching that child growing up day after day.
但是圣经说的很特别。
But the Bible said it in a very special way.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
是从亚伯拉罕干了这个事以后。
Ever since that time point.
神就没有跟亚伯拉罕讲话了。
And God stopped talking to him.
然后13年到亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，神再跟亚伯拉罕讲话。
God spoke to him again, when he was 99 years.
在神眼中看来。
In God's eyes,
亚伯拉罕那个欢乐的13年，神看起来没有什么价值。
Those 13 years of Abraham's happy life didn't count at all in God's eyes.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我现在问一个问题喽。
I want to ask you a question.
什么叫你最高兴呢？什么叫你最高兴？
What makes you the happiest？
你认为在你人生里头最得意的是做了什么呢？
What was the thing that you felt you did the best in your life?
你认为我这个一生里头我做了什么事情还是应该是不错的呢？
Throughout your life, what do you count as the very decent and valuable things?
但是到底我们的神算不算呢？
But would God consider that as valuable?
其实我们每个人都要面对的问题。
This is the question that each one of us have to face.
如果你要做个智慧的人，
If you want to be a wise man,
今天这个时代是邪恶。
Today, the days are evil.
这个邪恶的时代做了什么？
this evil time, what are we doing?
那个邪恶的世代就要我们的眼睛不看神的旨意，看着这个世代的转变。
This evil age is distracting our eyes from God's will, but focused on the changing world.
你知道邪恶，我们的眼睛没有主看得那么准，我们不知道，我们看起来还是不错的。
See, we don't see clearly as God sees it, so we feel like, okay, this evil age is not as bad.
什么叫做邪恶？
What does evil mean?
不是你看起来那些很坏的事情，有的事情好像还不错的。
Not necessarily those things that appear to be very bad. Some things may appear to be pretty good.
但是只要带你离开了神的旨意，
But as long as that isBeyond God's will,
只要带你离开神，把你放在地上的目的。
If you are separated apart from the purpose that God set for you to live on this earth,
那你就成为一个愚昧的人。
Then you become an unwise man.
那你就在地上给这个邪恶的世代把你拉走了。
Then you are taken away, swept away by this evil age.
我为什么要讲这篇信息呢？
Why do I want to talk to you about this topic?
我在主面前等候的时候，
As I waited upon the Lord,
你原谅我大胆地说，我对你们不太认识，我最熟知我们的彭弟兄。
Please allow me to say this boldly to you, because I don't know you very well. I only am familiar with Brother Pong.
我要感觉说，弟兄姊妹，时间过得太快了。
My feeling is that brothers and sisters, time goes by so fast.
我真希望主在这里把所有弟兄姊妹能够兴起来。
I really hope that the Lord will raise up all the brothers and sisters.
兴起来不是外面的轰轰烈烈。
Raise you up not only outwardly.
我的兴起来不是那个聚会人很多很多，不是这个，当然这是可能是其中的一部分。
Not raise you up not by the increasing numbers, even though that could be one factor.
我们要聪聪明明的活在神的面前。
But we need to live wisely before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们多少时候把我们心思放在那些不重要的事情上呢？
How often have we focused our thoughts and minds on unimportant things?
其实你想有的事情不重要的。
When you think about it, really, some things are not important at all.
有的事情其实神都不看重的。
Some things are not viewed valuable by God at all.
你何必看得那么紧张呢？
Why do you pay so much attention to it?
你要看见神所要的。
You gotta focus on what God wants.
然后你看你自己时间是那么一点点。
And you have to be aware that you only have such limited time.
然后你就赶快的追赶。
So you gotta work hard.
然后要神在这个地方要做的能够成就在这个地方。
So you want to ask God to accomplish what His will that wants for this to be accomplished on earth.
我亲爱弟兄姊妹，原谅我讲一些我不该讲的话。
So dear brothers and sisters, please forgive me for saying something that I may not have said.
我常感觉。
I often feel.
当弟兄姊妹跑来跟我说，郭弟兄啊，我有几个难处，有那个难处。
When some brothers and sisters come to me and say, "Oh, Brother Paul, I have." This difficulty and that issue.
弟兄姊妹有难处，我们第一个反应是什么？
Usually when you have hear about other brothers and sisters having issues and problems, what would be your first reaction?
最正常的反应是什么？
What's the normal reaction?
逃了。
You escape.
是吧？赶快走啊！
So we say, well, let's go.
何必在这困难里头呢？能走得快走啊。
Let's escape. Why do we dwell in this difficulty?
那弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
有的时候主把我们放在困难的里头。
Sometimes the Lord places us in a difficult situation.
主把我们放在一个好像不容易的地方。
He places us in a difficult circumstance.
那要我们做一个智慧的人。
He wants us to be a wise man.
什么智慧呢？
What is the wisdom?
不一定你改变这个环境。
Not necessarily that you change this environment.
你要学了，主要你在这个环境里头学好的功课。
But you need to learn the lesson that God wants you to learn in this circumstance.
那你才成为一个智慧的人。
then you are a wise man.
弟兄姊妹，现今世代邪恶。
So brothers and sisters, this is an the days are evil.
我们把时间放在很多其实一点价值都没有的事情上。
We use our time on a lot of unvaluable things.
我们应该抓住机会。
We have to make the most of your opportunities.
我们要赎回我们失去的光阴。
We got to redeem the time that we lost.
我常常开玩笑说。
We often make jokes like this.
我年轻是个踢足球的人。
I used to play soccer when I was young.
像吗？
Do I look like that?
那我踢足球啊。然后我每次去比赛的时候
Every time I play a game
然后我的教练就跟我这样说
My coach would tell me
如果呢我的对手很强
If my opponent is strong
他就跟我说上半场你千万不要丢了任何一个球
He said then in the first half of the game just try not to lose anything
然后你守住下半场你就好打起来容易了
Just work on defense on the first half, and then the second half it will be easier for you.
那如果呢，你的对手比较弱的话呢
？If your opponent is weak,
那我的教练说，我们要争取在上半场，我们就要进球了。
Then my coach told me that then we need to try to gain a goal on the first half of the game.
我常记得这个教练给我这样的教导。
I often remember this teaching from my coach.
但我的人生好像不太一样。
But my life seems to be different.
我突然间发觉我人生已经到了下半场了。
All of a sudden, I realize I'm already at the later, like second half of my life.
你知道，你过了五十岁，你怎么算都是下半场了呗。
You know, once you pass the landmark of 50 years of age, that's However you count it, it's the second half of your game.
长命百岁的人到底少见啊。
There's still very few who reach age 100.
我发觉我上半场没有进球啊。
I realized I actually haven't gained any goals in the first half of my life.
现在下半场来了。
Now the second half is already
here. 我要赶快要追回来啊。
So I gotta run fast and gain it back.
我弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们还在这个球赛里面。
We're still in this game.
我们还有机会可以把失去的追回来。
We still have the opportunity to redeem the other.
我们是不是应该好好珍惜我们的时间？
Shouldn't we make the most of our time?
做一个智慧的人。
And be a wise man.
不要给这个邪恶的世代所欺骗。
Do not be cheated by this evil world.
让我们短暂的生命。
Let our short life
能够跟神永恒连上了真正的关系
can be truly connected with God's eternity.
我想举圣经几个例子给弟兄姊妹一些的提醒一些的帮助
So I'd like to exhort brothers and sisters with a few examples in the Bible.
第一个我要说的
The first one I want to mention
那就是玛利亚的故事
is the story of Maria.
Mary.
Mary.
玛利亚的故事我们都很知道对吗
We all know the story of Mary very well
就在逾越节以前
Before the Passover
玛利亚做了一个事情
She did one thing
她把最贵重的香膏
She broke a very expensive jar of perfume
把它倒在主的身上
And poured onto the Lord
那当然有很多人不同意
Of course many disagree with that
有的人说你为什么这样浪费呢
Some say, why are you so wasteful?
你这个可以做很多事情啊。
You can do so many things with this costly perfume.
但感谢主玛利亚就是这样把握时间把一斤的香膏倒在主的身上。
But Mary really took the opportunity and poured the entire jar of the perfume onto the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Oh, dear brothers.
什么叫做打破玉瓶
?What does it mean to break your jar of perfume?
那就说明你没有保留了。
That means you have reserved nothing for yourself.
弟兄姊妹，如果你去买一瓶香水很贵的话
，If you, brothers and sisters, you buy a bottle of perfume for yourself, which is very costly,
你就发觉啊，它那个口啊很小的，你只能一滴一滴滴出来，不会一下子都倒出来，不会的。
You realize that the opening is very tiny, and you can only take drips out of it.
因为很贵，是吗？
Because it's very expensive.
但是玛利亚有个感觉。
But Mary had this feeling.
我再不需要这个香膏了。
I don't need this anymore.
所以这个瓶子我不用保留了。
So I don't need to preserve this bottle anymore.
所以她把瓶子就打破。
So she broke the jar of, the bottle of, yeah.
然后把香膏倒在主的身上。
And she poured out all the perfume.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
玛利亚做了一个事情，是把握时间做的一个事情。
Mary did that important thing of making the most of her time.
我常常劝弟兄姊妹，爱主要及时的。
I often ask brothers and sisters to be hasty in loving the Lord.
有的时候爱主的时间过去了，你再找找不回来了。
Sometimes the opportunities would pass and then you cannot find it again.
有的时候主要你一个东西，如果那个时候你不给，再过一段时间，我们主说不必了。
Sometimes God asks you for one thing and you are not willing to let go, and after a while, God says, "I don't need it anymore."
那个时候你说主，我再给你，主说不用了。
Then after a while, when you feel like, "Okay, God, I will give it to you," and God says, "No, I don't need it anymore."
弟兄姊妹啊
，brothers and sisters，
如果我们要来爱主
，if we want to come to love the Lord，
不是等到明天
，it's not waiting for tomorrow，
就是现在。
But we should do it now.
如果你需要有奉献。
If you want to make an offering,
你是不是现在
do it now.
有个年轻人说得很好玩啊。
A young man once said, interestingly,
他跟我说郭弟兄啊，等我赚了$100,000我就来服侍主了。
Oh, brother, quote, once I make $1,000,000, then I'll come to serve the Lord.
我看着他，我跟他说
I looked at him and said,
我说不用。
You don't, that wouldn't be necessary.
到了赚了100万，你就会跟我说，等我赚1,000,000吧。
I said, well, once you made, by on the day, once you made $1,000,000, you would tell me on that day that wait till I make $10,000,000.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你不要自己骗自己
don't cheat yourself.
有人我还记得，好多年前有个弟兄跟我说
I remember many years ago, a brother said to me,
他说我跟他很要好，他叫我名字
I was a good friend of his, and then he calls me by my
他说定强啊你先服侍好
He said, 定强 why don't you serve first?
等我交了女朋友我就来
Once I find a girlfriend, I'll come along with you
那个时候我们还年轻啊
Because we were very young at that time
哎，那时候我傻乎乎的我就答应了
I was silly and I said, sure
结果他真交了女朋友了
Then he did find a girlfriend.
那我就跟他说，现在交女朋友，你来呗。
So I said to him, "Hey, now that you found a girlfriend, why don't you come and serve with me?"
你知道答案是什么
？What was the answer? Do you think?
先等我结婚。
Oh, just wait till I get married.
你再撑一阵子，再撑一阵子哈。
Just hang on for a short while.
结果结婚了。
Then he got married.
你知道继续是什么故事吗
？And what was the subsequent story?
等我生孩子。
Oh, just wait till I get a child.
然后我这个心死了
So my hope was dashed
我知道生了一个孩子还怎么样还有再一个孩子
I knew once he had one child he'll want another one
弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
他真的结婚了
He did get married
他真的生了孩子了
He did get children
再生一个孩子了
He got a second child
但是你知道吗
So do you know?
当他生完两个孩子以后
Once he got two children,
他进不来服侍了
He couldn't come to serve anymore.
他不能再进公用了 He不能进他的公用
He couldn't exert his use anymore.
他结果就一直跟服侍神的事情距离越来越远
So he became more distant from serving the Lord.
如果那天他能够坚持
If he could actually do it on the first time,
就是没有女朋友，还是好好服侍主。
If he would be willing to serve the Lord even without a girlfriend,
我知道主一定把女朋友给他。
God would give him a girlfriend anyway.
但是他就能够抓住机会，走在服侍主的路上。
then he would be taking the opportunity to walk on the path of serving the Lord.
你知道仇敌欺骗是什么呢？
You know what's the scheme of the enemy?
他说你不要走得太前。
He said, don't be the one who's up front.
你的头不要太热。
And do not be heat-minded.
你现在还有时间。
You still have time.
那慢慢来。
Just take your time.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不。
That's not the case.
如果你真的要来爱主，
If you really want to come to love the Lord,
你要怎么样？你要把握机会，尽快的爱主。
You need to use the opportunity today and love the Lord as soon as possible.
今天该摆上的就摆上去。
What you need to present to the Lord today, do it today.
你大胆的就奉献在主的身上。
Give yourself to the Lord.
然后你就发觉你的时间将把握，主就来称赞你。
Then you realize that if you make the good use of your time, God will praise you.
你知道这个故事一个最大的对比是什么？
You know what's the most the significant contrast in this story?
当主死了以后。
After the Lord went to heaven,
he passed away. 他死了一样。
When the Lord died, yeah. When the Lord died,
尼哥底母来了。
Nicodemus came.
他拿了多少香料来？
How much perfume did he bring?
一百斤。
100 grams.
他有钱。
He had a lot of money. He was a rich person.
他能够带一百斤来。
He could bring 100 pounds of the perfume.
玛利亚比较穷。
Mary was relatively poor.
她只能带一斤。
And she brought only one.
一百比一。
100 to 1.
但是神没有，我们的主没有称赞尼哥底母。
But God didn't praise Nicodemus.
主耶稣没有说将来传讲福音，你要记得尼哥底母为我带了一百斤香膏来。主没有说这样的话了。
God never said, okay, for in the future, whenever people preach the gospel around the nations, you will remember the story of Nicodemus bringing 100 pounds of perfume for me.
从文言人看，一百更多了。
From a human's perspective, 100 pounds is a lot of perfume.
但主不看重那一百斤。
But God didn't value that as significantly.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
很可能我们很微弱。
Maybe we're weak at a lot of times.
可能人家看你在主面前好像什么都没有。
Maybe people view you as having nothing in front of the Lord.
从人看你也不够聪明。
Maybe you don't seem to be very smart by people's standards.
人看你也没有很大办事的能力。
Maybe you're not that capable by human standards.
但弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你要把握机会。
Take the opportunities today.
把你的爱倒在主的面前。
Pour out your love before the Lord.
主把这个机会给我们。
God gives us these opportunities.
我们怎么能够轻轻地把它放过去？
We cannot let go lightly.
这是第一个的提醒。
This is the first reminder.
那第二个提醒呢？
The second reminder is.
就在以斯帖记。
That's in the book of Esther.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
那是我们很熟的一段话。
That's what we are very, very familiar about.
那个时候犹大人有一个困难。
The Israelites had one difficulty.
他们快要被灭了。
They were about to be annihilated.
那个时候莫迪改跟以斯帖讲了什么话？
And Mordecai said something to Esther.
他说你知道不知道你得了王后的位分就为这个时候吗？
Don't you know that you got the position of the royal queen is but for the time like this?
你要救你的同胞。
You have to save your people.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
岂不知你得到这个位置，就是为了神给你有机会来服侍他吗？
Don't you know you have this position? Just so that God wants you to have the opportunity to serve Him.
弟兄姊妹啊，
brothers and sisters,
我们在主面前有没有这个看见？
Do we have this insight before the Lord.
你有没有在主面前知道神今天把这些祝福给你是怎么一回事呢？
Do you know why you're receiving all those blessings from the Lord?
主要我们做什么？
What does the Lord want us to do?
我常常跟弟兄姊妹开个小玩笑。
I often make this little joke with my brothers and sisters.
你知道现在我服侍主时间多一点，弟兄姊妹对我有一点点的要求。
You know, now that I've served the Lord a little more, and so some brothers and sisters would ask me of something.
那是什么要求呢？
What's that?
如果他买了新房子，
If they buy a new house,
他说郭弟兄好不好到我家来祝福一下？
They'll say, oh, Brother Cole, can you come and bless my house?
啊，我不能够提供这样的服事啊。但是有的弟兄姊妹很要求了，他说郭弟兄你来啊，就为我的房子祝福一下，求主给我一个更好的房子。
I can't usually offer this kind of service, but many brothers and sisters will say to me and say, oh, Brother Cole, please come, please bless my house, and asking the Lord to give me a better house.
然后呢，神要在这里给我很好的保护。
Then God will provide me with great protection.
你知道有的时候我在这些弟兄家里头祷告的时候，我真有一个冲动想怎样祷告。
Sometimes, you know, when I pray at these brothers and sisters' houses, I have this...kind of urge to pray like this.
啊，怎么说呢？
What's that?
主啊，虚空的虚空。
My Lord, vanity and vanity.
一切都是虚空。
All is vanity.
在日光底下都是噪音，都是毒风。
There's only wind and only capturing of the wind in under the sun.
我想这个弟兄听见我这样祷告，他一定不把我放过去，是吧？
I'm sure that brother wouldn't be happy with me and let go if I prayed really like that.
但我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
是真的。
It's really true.
但他满怀高兴说，郭弟兄来来来，来我家为我祝福的时候，我是看见虚空的虚空。
When my brother would ask me to come and bless my house, please come, please come, I really see vanity and vanity.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你得了这个位分，
you have the position you have today.
你知道主给你生命里头做什么吗？
Do you know what God wants to give you in your life?
哎呀，我要看时间，这个不能。有钟吗？哦呦，那个钟看不起啊，看到了。如果你只看见你在这里享受，
If you only see yourself enjoying here,
如果你让感谢主只把这个祝福给你，而不知道主把这个位分给你有什么要求的话，那你就不够明白神的心。
If you only know that God has given you the blessings, but not knowing what God is asking of you when he puts you in this position,
莫迪凯说，岂不知你到王后的位分就为现今这个时候呢？
That wouldn't be appropriate, just as Mordecai said to Esther, don't you know that God has put you into this royal position of queen is to for this, the day, for a time such as this?
你得到一个高的位置。
You have gained a high position.
你在你的银行的钱里头多了一点。
You've got a lot of deposit in your bank account.
感谢主，你有一个孙子。
Praise the Lord, you have a grandson.
那感谢主，再添一个孙子。
Praise the Lord, you have another grandson.
那你在这里做什么呢？
So what do you do here?
我的灵魂啊，现在你可以安息了。
My soul, now you can rest in peace.
你什么都不用想了。
You don't need to think anything else.
我再建一个货窗来装我的财宝就是了。
I can just build a larger barn so that I can contain all my possessions.
哦，弟兄姊妹，
no, brothers and sisters,
抓住机会，知道怎么来服侍神的心意。
Make the good opportunity today so that you know how to serve to the according to the will of God.
你过去了就没有机会了。
Once it passes, you will not have the opportunity anymore.
我记得我年轻的时候，
I remember when I was young.
在我旁边有一个很好中学的同学。
There was a good friend of mine sitting next to me.
我们常常一起去打球。
We often went to play games together.
然后也一起去做了一些不该做的事情。
We also went out to do something together that we shouldn't have done.
他比我坏蛋多了。
He was worse than me.
有天他拿了一包香烟来说，哎，郭丁强抽一根。
So one day he brought a packet of cigarettes and said, "Hey, go take this."
我心头想，这个人啊，我就不用传福音给他了。
So I was thinking, well, people like this, I don't need to spread the gospel to him.
虽然我心里头知道要传福音，但我想这个人肯定没救，地狱的料子。
Even though I knew I need to preach the gospel, but I was thinking, well, people like this doomed for the hell, and I don't need to preach.
坏事他都干，还居然来要我抽烟。
He would do all kinds of bad things and even ask me to smoke.
然后我想，我就不用传福音。
So I said, I don't need to preach the gospel to him.
你知道过了一年以后。
But do you know after a year?
他跑来跟我说。
He came to me and said.
他说郭定强，你要信耶稣啊。
I said, 郭定强 you should believe in the Lord.
我已经信了。
So I've already believed.
他说你不信耶稣啊，你糟糕了你。
If you don't believe in the Lord, you'd be doomed.
原来他在他眼中，我根本就不是一个基督徒。
So in his eyes, I wasn't even a Christian.
我这个脸啊，那个时候真不知道往哪里放啊。
I felt so ashamed. I didn't know how to face him.
我以为他绝对不可能得救的。
I felt there was no way he could ever be saved.
那我以为传福音要传给我认为好的人，就不要传给他了。
I thought I should spread the gospel to those good people, and I don't need to preach the gospel to him.
没想到
Little did I know.
结果主救了他。
The Lord saved him.
他跑过来向我传福音。
He came to preach the gospel to me.
那时候我一脸不好意思说，哎呀，我也是基督徒啊。
So I was really ashamed, and I just had to admit, oh, I'm also a Christian.
但弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
你知道吗？
You know,
其实果子本来是我的。
The fruit was supposed to be born by me.
其实本来是应该我结的果子。
It should be me who was bearing that fruit.
主一早就把它放在我的旁边啊。
And God had laid it out before me.
主叫我跟他一起在这里生活在出出进进出出，我有太多机会给他传福音了。
And God allowed me to, live with him together, and we were going in and out together, and had so many opportunities to spread the gospel to him.
岂不知神把这个同学给我，就是为了这个机会吗？
Didn't I know that the Lord gave this classmate to me for a time like that?
现在如果你不讲话。
Now if you don't talk,
神的百姓还可以得救。
God's people will be saved.
这是以斯帖的故事，对吧？
That was the story of Esther.
那正好应验在我身上。
And actually, it actually came to be true.
我闭口不言。
I didn't say a thing.
他还是得救。
And he was still saved.
那我是吃大亏了。
But I suffered.
弟兄姊妹啊。我那个时候说主啊你再给我机会回过头来我一定传有没有机会啊
Brothers and sisters I asked the Lord Oh please give me another opportunity I will definitely spread the gospel And I will do that But do I still have an opportunity?
主说不用
God said no I don't need you anymore
我已经救了他了
I've already saved him
你再没有机会了
You have no opportunity
弟兄姊妹
Oh brothers and sisters
你得到不同的祝福
You have a different kind of blessing.
感谢主不管我们生命里头怎么经过主总把祝福给了我们一点
Praise the Lord, no matter what we experience in our life, God would give us blessing.
岂不知这些祝福不单给你享受的吗
Don't you know these blessings are not only for you?
你要抓住这个机会
But also for you to take the opportunity
用神给你的所有的祝福
And to take all those blessings,
好好来侍奉主。
To serve the Lord.
第三个。
And number three.
希伯来书第三章的话。
And Hebrews 3 says.
他怎么说呢
？What does it say?
当趁着还有今日。
When there is still opportunity.
彼此相劝。
When there is still today, exhort one another.
怕有人有不信的恶心，就把永生神离弃了。
Lest some have an unbelief in heart and they'll desert the Lord.
当趁着还有今天。
So when there is still today.
还有今日。
There is still today.
你做什么？
What do you do?
你跟你的弟兄姊妹彼此劝勉。
So you should exhort each other.
然后一同来奔走结属天的道路。
And together you run for the race toward heaven.
主的话说，趁着还有今天。
God says, while there is still today.
意思说，可能明天就不用了，我们主回来了。
And God said, well, tomorrow maybe it's not necessary anymore. Jesus would return.
但还有今天。
But then there is still today.
你就要把握这机会。
So you need to take that opportunity.
彼此相劝。
And exhort one another.
这个字啊，它的意思是这样。
This is the meaning of exhort.
什么叫彼此相劝？
What does it mean to exhort, encourage one another?
就好像你看人家跑马拉松。
Just like someone's running the marathon.
你看过吗？
Have you watched anybody running that?
有的人跑得快一点。
Some run faster.
有的人跑得慢一点。
Some run slower.
但当这个跑步啊快要到终点的时候。
But when it's toward the end.
那个运动员啊已经精疲力尽了。
These athletes are really exhausted.
那周围的人怎么说?
So what do the surrounding people say?
加油！
We just say go.
加油！
Go.
快到了！
Go, you're almost there.
加油！
Go.
不要放弃啊！
Don't give up.
马上到了！
You're almost there.
这叫彼此相劝。
That is exhort one another, encourage one another.
当趁着还有今天。
As long as it is still called today.
还这个比赛还没有结束。
The race is not yet done.
跟你的弟兄说。
Say to your brother.
弟兄不能放弃啊。
Brother, do not give up.
弟兄啊，加油啊。
Go.
加油啊。
Go.
彼此相劝。
So encourage one another.
你叫我加油，我叫他加油，在神的家里头，都是一起加油往前冲的一般神的百姓。
So we encourage one another together, and we're the people of God and running the race together.
弟兄姊妹啊
，brothers and sisters，
邪恶的时代
，in this evil ages，
我们不能孤孤单单的一个人走在这路上。
You cannot run alone.
我们要怎么样？我们要彼此相劝。
We have to exhort one another.
当趁着还有今天。
As long as it is still called today.
鼓励你的弟兄。
Encourage your brothers.
鼓励你的姊妹。
Encourage your sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这样就是你抓住时间活在神的面前了。
Brothers and sisters, that is how you make the most of the time in living before the Lord.
这样才是神要我们过的生活。
That's the kind of life that the Lord wants us to lead.
我还有五分钟。
I have five more minutes.
彭弟兄说，我十二点半才下来。
Brother Pong said I have to finish by 12:30.
我要顺服。
So I need to be obedient.
圣经还有一个地方。
Another scripture verse.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
神的仆人摩西祷告。
And Moses, God's servant Moses prayed.
他说：“求你指教我怎么数算自己的日子，叫我们得到智慧的心。”
Teach me how to count my days so that I can receive a heart of wisdom.
摩西有没有数算？
Did Moses count his days?
他当然有数算。
Sure he did.
他说一个人一般是七十岁。
He said, one would live a life of 70 years.
如果你强壮八十岁。
If stronger, you might live to the 80s.
总结是什么？
What's the conclusion?
劳苦愁怀，转眼成空。还有一句，如飞而去。哎呀，可悲观呢。
But the conclusion is that you just it's all labor and toil, and it's fleeing away in a short period of time.
但是摩西他回想他四十年在埃及的皇宫。
But Moses looked back on his days when he was living in the royal palace of Egypt.
四十年在那个艰苦的旷野。
And another 40 years living in the wilderness.
然后来到人生的尽头。
Now he's reached the end of his life.
他住过最好的，也住过最糟糕的。
He had experienced the riches and the poor.
然后他怎么说
？What did he say？
神啊，你世世代代是我的居所。
And he said, Lord, generation after generation, you are my dwelling place.
我的家就是你。
My house is you.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
有这一个的看见，那就是有智慧的心。
With such kind of vision, we have a heart of wisdom.
什么叫做知道数算自己的日子呢？
What does it mean to know how to count your days?
神要算算看你在家的日子到底有多少。
God wants you to count how many days you still have on this earth.
我年轻的时候不怎么想家。
When I was young, I never missed home.
我一天到晚到处跑。
I'd go all over the place.
我妈妈很喜欢我回来。
My parents really want me to come home.
他一天在算，哎呀，再过几天啊，儿子就走了。再过几天，儿子就走了。他也在算，因为我很快又要出去读书了。
They must have been counting, oh, how many more days before my son has to leave home again, because I often left home and go to places and study.
年轻时候我不懂，我要算算日子什么时候可以离开这个家了。
I didn't know how when I was young that I needed to count.The days and when I could leave home.
摩西晚年的时候，他学懂了一个。
Moses, when he was old, learned one thing.
摩西，埃及的王宫没有意思。
The royal palace of Egypt was worth nothing.
就是在旷野四十年，也不是重点。
The 40 years in the wilderness was not the point either.
到底你住在主里面多什么有多少的时候？
How long have you actually dwelt in the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，简单地说，
Brothers and sisters, simply put,
你住在主里面的日子，就是神所计算的日子。
The days that God actually count are the days that you dwell in Him.
你把自己藏身在这世界里头，不好意思，在神眼里头一天都不算。
If you hide yourself in this world, sorry.Not a single day would be counted.
你可以很骄傲说，我住过纽约最贵的旅馆。
You could proudly say, "Oh, I have lived in the most expensive hotel in New York City."
我住过什么地方最好的旅馆
？I have lived in a most luxurious hotel in somewhere.
在神眼里头，其实一文不值。
But none of this would count as anything.In God's perspective.
求主指教我们怎么数算自己的日子。
May the Lord teach us how to count our days.
我们知道智慧的心。
And let us have the heart of wisdom.
简单说是什么？
What is that?
你要住在主里面。
That is dwell in the Lord.
那只是另外一堂道了，那就我不能再说了。
That's a different kind of a sermon that I don't have time to talk.
因为你要我讲住在主里面，又要给我一个小时了。
So because if we have to talk about dwell in the Lord and abide in the Lord, I need another hour.
但我想弟兄姊妹，你都知道这个实在。
But brothers and sisters, you know this reality.
在约珥书他怎么说呢
？In the book of Joel,
约珥书说耶和华的日子。
I say the day of the Lord.
你要归回。
You need to come back.
你要归回。
Return.
弟兄姊妹，我们的路在哪里呢
？Brothers and sisters, where is our path?
你要归回啊。
Return.
回到神哪里去
？Return to the Lord.
你知道，当你在一直在耗费你的年龄的时候
，As you go on your days,
你要怎么做呢
？What do you need to do?
悔改。
Repent.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，原谅我讲的话。
My dear brothers and sisters, please forgive me for saying this.
悔改不是光讲给福音朋友听的。
Repent is not something that you need to say to the gospel friends.
当然，我们对福音朋友说你要悔改。
Of course, we say to our gospel friends, you need to repent.
但在启示录，我们的主对教会说什么？
But in the book of Revelation, what does the Lord say to our church?
今天我们这些神的儿女，我们要听见主说什么
？Today, children of God, what should we hear from the Lord?
归回。
Return.
归回。
Return.
悔改啊。
Repent.
悔改啊。
Repent.
然后主说：“我把那些蝗虫、蚂蚱都吃掉的日子，我还给你。”
God said, I will redeem those days that was taken away, destroyed by the locusts and grasshoppers.
听到主的话吗, 弟兄姊?
Have you heard the Lord's words?
你要做聪明人,
be a wise man.
还要做愚昧人?
Or do you want to be a foolish man?
原来决定于你要不要悔改?
It really depends on whether you want to repent.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
抓住机会,
make the most of the time.
把最宝贵的倒在主的身上,
give your best to the Lord.
抓住今天你有的一切的恩典,
and hold on to all the grace that you have today.
能够来服侍主,
to serve the Lord.
无力兼顾你的弟兄姊妹,
and do your best to strengthen your brothers and sisters.
一同奔走天路,
to run this heavenly race together.
住在主里面,
abide in the Lord.
皆是主所数算的日子,
these are the days that are counted by the Lord.
恩主亲自向我们说话,
may the Lord speak to us directly.
我们祷告,
let's pray.
主人的话一点用处都没有,
oh Lord, human words count nothing.
求你来讲话,
may you speak to us.
信见神儿子的话的人就活了,
those who hear the word of the Son of God live.
为了主啊你讲话,
my Lord, please speak to us.
纪念这个奉灵名的聚会,
remember this gathering that is in your name.
你说厉害的,
you say serious words.
我们何等希望你的话不是突然地发出带着更大的能力,
how we hope your words will not come out in vain but to carry the extreme power.
主啊, 做成你要做的,
Lord, accomplish your work.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督,
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.